because they've been taught these traditions in those whorehouses. So they reject the commandments of Yahweh so that they may hold fast to their traditions. Well, I was taught this as a little girl. Well, you were taught a lie. As I've been taught lies, and you've been taught lies. Your traditions, they've been engraved in our minds. Our parents that did not have the knowledge of Yahweh's truth. Many of the men were ignorant. They did not know. They did not understand the leading of the Spirit. They did not. Many of them could not even read. They had no thorough understanding of Scripture. And yet in the simplicity of their desire to please Yahweh, in all of their ignorance, he simply went to their ignorance. And now in this latter generation, this called chosen generation of a royal priesthood, he calls all to repent. That's what he's doing. He's calling this generation one to repent. You want to repent every day when you see the things that trespass in this nation. Man said to me when I went to purchase things the other day, he said, Pastor Roberts, I have 10 children and they're all sold unto Egypt. They love Egypt more than they love Yahweh. And that's the way they are. They love Egypt. Why? Because Egypt, they are flesh pots. And they have their garlic. And they have those things that satisfy one thing. And that is their flesh. So they love Egypt. They love the things of Egypt. So in Egypt, there are no laws or no principles. In your Egypt, there were no principles. Men committed adultery. Women fornicated. They committed adultery. They lied. They cheated. They gambled. They did every kind of wicked thing there was. So don't tell me there are principles in Egypt. You have your arrogant, haughty, pride, self-righteousness. But those are not even principles because they can be bought for just a little something. These are the only principles that are enduring. They will stand the test. That's why you need them in your heart. You don't need them in your mind. You need this in your heart today, my friend. You need to get this in your heart. You need this in your heart, not in your mind. Not in your mind. The only way you're going to get this is by hearing the preaching of Yahweh's truth. That's how. It's not going to come by your study. Your study will open up the door that when you hear the truth preach, that it is your judgment. Men will say, I was reading that because Yahweh's showing you your judgment. He's showing you that you needed that. He's showing you that that is your corruption. So he sends the words of faith. That's why you need to hear. Hear the preaching, the speaking of the word of Yahweh. That's what it is. It's not going to come by some reasoning. It's going to come by the revelation of whom he is. And when you understand who Yahweh is, then you know who the Son is. We truly haven't known who the Son is, nor has this wicked world today. They've talked the good talk. Scripture even says that. It says in Nehemiah, turn to Nehemiah. It's one thing about the prophecy of Nehemiah. He was one to bring about restoration and to bring back the civil authority of the authority in the house of Yahweh. And that's what he's doing with the Nehemiahs today. They're going to bring back the authority and they're going to build that wall. Sure they are. And no weapon of hell is going to assault that. The magnificence of this great, great tabernacle of worship and praise unto Yahweh. So as Yahweh began to usher into the heart of Nehemiah, he begins to speak unto the house of Israel. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 13. He says here, thou camest down also upon Mount Zion. And you spake with them from heaven. You say, Yahweh, you came down. You stood with Moshe. And you spoke unto the house of Israel from heaven. He says, and you gave them right judgment, or you gave them just judgment. He gave them pure judgment. That's what a right judgment is. You make a right judgment. It's not based upon friendship. It's not based upon any color, any mama or daddy. Your judgment toward your sons and daughters are different between saints. How can we say we love Yahweh? And yet we have no discomfort with the wicked. And yet you have discomfort with your brothers and your sisters. Come on. You need to begin to search your heart. You can go out and visit this unscrupulous wicked world. You can grin. You can smile. You can rejoice with them. And all of their wickedness and their frivolity. And they despise your life. I won't do it. He said he gave them right judgment and what? And what? And what? And what? The Messiah, did not he tell you that he is the truth, the way, the light? So if he gave us what kind of laws? So they're true laws, they're eternal laws. He gave them what? He spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai, and he gave them and true laws. So that is a true law. His name is a true law. He gave them true laws and good statutes. And he gave them good commandments too. Now, if you break this law, then this is what I've commanded, that you will suffer. These are my statutes, my feast days, and what I've commanded you to do, you do them. And look what he did in verse 14. He said, and made it known unto them thy holy Shabbat. Now what he's doing today is making known unto you his pure name. As he did unto them in Nehemiah's in that restoration, he made known unto them his pure, his righteous Shabbat. And now he's doing in this Nehemiah period, this building of his house, he's making known his true name, his righteous name. And commandest them precepts, can't get by from the precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moshe, his servant. Moshe gave them true laws. They were not false laws. And these preachers today, these usurpers of darkness, they don't love Yahweh and they don't know Him. If this nation, this generation would judge these corrupt ones like they judge the ones that have sincere motivation and pure intent and their hearts are sincere. If your heart is not sincere, Yahweh will give you one just after your own order. If your heart is sincere, then you should know how sincere my heart is. If your heart is sincere to know Him, that alone ought to let you know what kind of heart I got. And if your heart is not sincere, He will lead you to a place whereby He will give you unto that dark spirit, and He will cause your heart to be darkened and your mind to be deceived. You don't believe that? Scripture says He's going to send them strong delusions that they may believe a lie. You're always going to do that. He said, I'm going to send this evil upon you. And you think He will not do that in this hour? You are deceived, my friend. You don't know Yahweh. He says in verse 15, and gaveth them bread from heaven for their hunger. He has given us the manna, the eternal manna, Messiah. And brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst. He has done the same today. He has caused a living well to dwell deep in our souls. Messiah is the system of Yahweh. He said, and promised them that they should go in and possess the land which thou had vowed to give them. He said, you vowed to give them that land. And you said that they were going to go in and possess it. This is us. This is you. But they, our fathers, dealt proudly. They act arrogantly. I've been brought a Baptist. I was born a Pentecostal. I was raised in the holiness movement. And I'm going to die that way. You're going to hell with your movement. There's only one moving in this hour, and that is the spirit of your wife. He said, but they act proudly. They dealt proudly. And harden, or they stiffen their necks. You better check your spirit and make sure you don't stiffen your neck. Well, I'm just going to hold on to my principles. He said they stiffen their necks. In the stubbornness of their own wicked, corrupt hearts, they stiffen their necks. He said, and they hearken, or they did not even listen, not to thy commandment. Not his word now, but his laws. They wouldn't even listen to his commandments. Because they stiffen their necks. And when you stiffen your heart and you harden your neck, you will not listen to the commandments of Yahweh. You say, well, that is not relevant. Lies. His word is relevant. His truth is relevant. He said they will not even hearken or listen to his commandments. And they refuse to obey. They refuse to obey him. Neither were they mindful of thy wonders that thou didst amongst them, a people that had forgotten all about him. They were not mindful of what he had done.
They were not mindful of the great works that he had orchestrated in the midst of their camp. He said, but they hardened their neck, and in their rebellion, they appointed a captain to return them to bondage. And that's what people do when they get rebellious. Well, Pastor Roberts is not exemplifying the truth of Yahweh's word. And so they will appoint over them a captain. One they will go to, that one will instruct them. That one will take them back to the bondage of this wicked world. And I've seen that. They appoint them a captain. They appoint them a captain. They don't want the rules of Yahweh to rule them, so they say, you will be our captain. What do you think about what he said? I don't like it either. So you are our captain. And so they lead them into bondage, and once they lead them out there, they're all blind, they fall into ditches, and they don't even know which way to turn. So they make their own captains. You are my leader. I've got me a leader. You're my leader. I want you to lead me. What do you think? Well, I believe the same way too. I sense the same thing too. I just didn't believe he was talking right about that. So they appoint their own captains. No, in scripture where they appointed their own captains, Yahweh appointed them. Messiah, before you ascended, he descended, he gave gifts unto the men. Yahweh appoints the captains. Hallelujah. They appointed captains unto them and returned them into their own bondage. He said, but thou art a father. That's what I love about him. He says, ready to pardon. This is Nehemiah speaking. Saying, Yahweh, I know you. And these people are rebellious. They're arrogant. He said, but I know you as a father too. He said, I know you're ready to pardon. I thank you for that, Father. You're very kind and merciful. And I know one thing, you're slow to anger. They're sin and you ought to destroy them. But I know you. He's reminding Yahweh of his attributes. He's worshiping Yahweh. That's all he's doing. And of course, Yahweh said, speak it, son. He reminded Yahweh of his mighty power, whom he is. And of great kindness, he said. Not just kindness, but you of great kindness. And you did not forget them. I know they're wicked, but you didn't forget them. We have walked in wickedness and rebelliousness and arrogance and haughtiness of heart. And yet Yahweh has not forgotten his people. He has not written them all. Why? Because he pardons. I bless him for that. Many years of ignorance, and all of a sudden this truth began to be revealed by his spirit. I won't shun that. I won't deny that. I know it's him. And you have not forsaken your people. He has not forsaken me. He has not forgotten me. He hasn't. And for that, my heart rejoiced greatly because I know he hasn't forgotten me. He's reminded of his power to pardon. Not only to forgive, but he pardons. You understand what a pardon is? The slate is wiped clean. I like that. I know he is able to forgive because he's proven that in Messiah. But he pardons the sin. There's no record of the sin. There is no record of the infraction. I like that. And that is the first thing that Nehemiah said, you can pardon now. I know you're able to pardon. Even though you break a law, but a man is pardoned is because he has broken a civil law. He has spent time in bondage of that. We broke laws of the righteous laws of Yahweh, and we spent time in bondage. We did things that were wrong. Our bodies, we sense the bondage of our bodies, and we sense the captivity of our bodies and our minds, and all of a sudden he pardons you from that. He wipes the slate clean. There's nothing that the power of hell can say that he or she has done. That's all right. In all of their rebellion and rejection of the law of Yahweh, he says, I know you can pardon. That's all right by me. I know that he can pardon. Can I ask you all something, saints of Yahweh? Did he pardon them? Sure he did. Is he the same when they pardoned them? He's the same when they pardoned you today. He is the same. Today, yesterday, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He pardoned them. And all of the rejection of his laws and his name and his truth. And he does the same thing with you and I today. He pardons us. The slate is wiped clean. It's not that you walk 10 years without understanding that. It's that you walk before him in the presence, knowing his truth, walking in that truth, and that your heart is willing to obey it because of his pardon. You have a new name. You have a clean slate. And with me, that is all right. It causes my soul to rejoice in the fact that that's my blessing. That's my fullness today. That's my fullness because I know that I am pardoned. There's no bondage and no captivity that I am under because Yahweh has pardoned me. And the assurance of that, He sent me a hope and the light, a Messiah, that He bore all of my iniquities, my transgressions, and my sin, and He attributed unto the Father.
That's what He did. And that's all right by me. I can handle that. I can rejoice in that. And I can bless Him in that. I can. I will acknowledge Him for all He's done. For it's only Yahweh. Only Yahweh. He's the only one that is ready to pardon you. Only Him. He is ready to pardon you. That's the street that He is ready to pardon you. And I bless Him for that. I thank Him for that. I thank Him. As He has made known the Shabbat unto that house of Israel, for the pure worship to be complete, His name must be in His house. The name of Yahweh must be in His house. There cannot be a name of a Baal, of a Lord. It must be Yahweh's name in His house. For in that house is His name. And there's only one that is exalted in that house, and that's Him. And it must be that way. Can't be traditions, ways of man, but it must be the way of Yahweh. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah, He shows us the pure spirit of Yahweh's mercies. His grace is what He does here. You must read and do some studying to see, saints. We are very slothful and wicked nation. And here He exemplifies the very grace or the mercies of Yahweh, His kindness. Isaiah chapter 24, 23. He shows us in this entire book of Isaiah the tremendous mercies, His long sufferings, the kindness, the gentleness, the pardoning, the pardons of Yahweh. He says here in the 24th verse 24th chapter, verse 3, He says, I want to tell you that the land shall be utterly emptied, wasted. There'll be nothing there. He said, and utterly plundered of spoil. For Yahweh has spoken this word. Why, Yahweh? Why will you do that? He said, the earth mourneth, and it fadeth away. The world languisheth. It is sick. It is weak. Has no power at all, and it fade away. And the haughty people of the earth, they do language. Why are we language, Yahweh? Why are we sick? Why are we broken? Why, Yahweh, tell, explain that to us. He said that the earth is defiled. The earth is also, or the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants of it, or thereof. Why? Why is the earth defiled? Why? Why is there such defilement? Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. He said, you want to know why the earth is defiled? And why it is weak and languisheth? Because. Just because they have transgress the laws, change the ordinance, and they have broken the everlasting covenant. Now that's why this earth is sick today. They have transgressed the laws of Yahweh. They have disdain for the ordinance of Yahweh. They do. For man killed a man. He murdered a man, then he died. The laws of Yahweh are still righteous. I know what the earth says and this religious war says. If a man rapes a daughter that cries out, he dies. That's truth. Yahweh hasn't changed His laws. That's the truth. He said, that is why. Oh, I know this is a lawless generation. It is a lawless and lawlessness.
None whatsoever. And anything that brings a restraint to the flesh and shows that corrupt stuff what it actually is, then there's a reprieval. They don't like that. But Yahweh's laws are not egregious. They're not grievous. They're grievous to the wicked. The earth is defiled. It languisheth. It is sickly. It is weak. There's no strength in this earth today. And he tells you why. It is defiled under the inhabitants, the folks that live here. We on this earth, we have defiled the earth. Yahweh did not make the earth defile, no more than he made you defile. Reason we are defiled because we were conceived in sin. We were shaped in our iniquitous ways. Our parents shaped us without laws, without instructions. They shaped us according to their emotions and their feelings and not applying the principles and the laws of Yahweh. He says, defiled because of us, the inhabitants of the earth, because they have transgressed. He said, because. Now, this is the reason. You want to know why the earth is defiled? Because they have transgressed the laws. They have denied the name of Yahweh. They will not keep his sharp heart. They murder. They steal. They covet. They commit adultery. They're talking about those things in Iraq. You would think that a man would be sober in a situation like that. It's in the newspapers. They say it's nothing but a house of orgies and whoredom. One soldier said, I've never seen such adultery and sin and the things that they're doing. And it's nothing but drunkenness. They drink, they do all kinds of irrational things. Why? Because there's no power of government. That's America. She's a defiled nation because she has transgressed the laws of Yahweh. She denies the name of Yahweh. She spits upon his name. She tries to reason with it. Why? Because they deny his laws. He has a name, and his name is Yahweh, and the Son's name is not a pagan Jesus, nor a pagan Willie, or a pagan Sam, or a pagan Lord. His name is Yahshua. He is the Lamb of Yahweh, the Yahshua of Yahweh. That is his name. It's defiled because of their sins. They transgress the law. And once a man began to transgress the law, they began to change things. Well, you don't have to dress that way. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. You can worship God any day of the week. And you can worship your God any day. Yahweh just simply commanded us to remember the Shabbat and keep that day pure and separated. So you can. You are absolutely right in your theology. I will not combat you. With that, I will not be an adversary to your man. But he gave his command to remember the Shabbat and keep it pure and clean and righteous. He said they have changed ordinance and they have broken the everlasting covenant. And because of that, look what he says in verse 6. Therefore, have the curse defileth the earth. And they that dwell therein are desolate, they are lost, they are empty. They have no spiritual growth in them, they are desolate. When something is desolate, it is empty. I don't want to look empty. When you all look at me up here, I don't want to look like an empty man. I want to look as though that there's something alive in my soul. I want you to know there's something that burns in my soul. It is alive. It is full of the richness of Yahweh. That strength, I don't want to look desolate. He said, and they are desolate because they have rejected the laws of Yahweh. They have changed the ordinance. They have made them acceptable unto flesh. These laws are not acceptable unto flesh. They must be written in a man's heart. They must be down in your inward parts. If you don't get them there, you're not going to get them in your natural mind. And that's the truth. He says in verse 6, therefore have the curse defiled the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. There are few men today. And Solomon said amongst a thousand, I looked for one, I saw only one. There are few men left, saints. Few. The scourge of sin because they rejected the law of Yahweh, they consumed their burning and their lust today. You would think that men and women that will go to a war-torn country, the chances of dying is imminent before them. And they will go for drunkenness and drugs and whoredom, whereby their minds are so wicked, they're burning in their lasciviousness and their concupiscence, their sins today. And they make sure they keep the thing before their eyes to keep them burning. They have these vile pornography movies and things of that nature to cause them to burn in their flesh, whereby there's no spiritual attribute at all. And that's what they do to your sons and your daughters. These daddies said they are selling their sons and their daughters to Moloch and Mocom. They burn. They burn the electricity. They burn the television. They burn the radio. They burn this vile music today. And it burns in their ears. It burns in their minds. They can't wait to hear it. They can't wait to watch it. Why? Because they are consumed by the fire of Yahweh. Because they've forgotten the ordinance. David said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. And that's an evil thing. The television is an evil, abominable thing. It's evil. And any man desire to go back to that, he's an evil man. Any woman desires that, she's an evil woman. It's an evil thing. And the only thing that's going to be birthing you out of that is evil things, evil thoughts. Evil desires. Lustful desires. He want our minds to be steadfast on Him. There's no way your mind's going to be stead on Him. There's no way you're going to keep your mind on Him. You sitting there in the den of hell. He's controlling your mind, your spirit, your heart, your lust. He makes you lust for food. He makes you get up and eat. He makes you sit down. He makes you get up and eat again. There's no way you're going to do that. You're full of the dark powers of hell, and your mind is darkened, your heart is darkened. If you say you can, you are a liar, and there is no truth in you at all. I don't care if it's your sons and daughters either. It's the same thing. You can't get light out of darkness. Light of exposed darkness. Light eliminates darkness. So you can't get it. You cannot at all. Just like the true proverb. The dog has gone back to his own vomit. And the pig, that's what they are, pigs and dogs, they're unclean. And the pig back to his own wallow. You're not going to put your hands to this plow. And you're going to begin to plow in your heart. And you turn back. You're not fit. It's one thing about plowing, it's difficult when you first start out. It is. Even with the tractor. That first roll, you're subsoiling. And that's what you always got to do today, subsoil. You've got to get beneath this flesh. You've got to get down into the spirit of man, the heart of man. That little subsoil of there, that thing sinks down into the earth. And it causes that big 165 master to set up on his hind parts. Because it's hard. Now once you get it subsoiled, it's easy then. It becomes even more easier to do once you get it subsoil. And that's what he has to do, is subsoil us. He has to get below this sordid, corrupt garment that has been sorted by your fleshly ways. That's always been sorted by your traditions and your ways. Now to sow some new seed. That it may bring forth some new life. That's what it has to do. I said this morning as I looked at that cane, some of the seeds are not germinating because we had enough moist under the soil that it would germinate. So there are some bad seeds there. So what do you do? Try to salvage that? No, you turn it all in. You turn it all in. That's what you do until the latter rain comes. And we're waiting for that latter rain. Not that Christ that these men want to constitute on Azusa Street. They went out and it brought nothing but separation, divide, and division. It brought about a periphery of doctrines and every kind of wedge there is. There's only one profound thing that has been done, and that was when that one was hung on the cross at Calvary. And he said that the works are finished, and he gave up his will and his spirit to live in this realm, and it pleased the Father. That's the most profound work. And the sign that has been given unto us, that this is the sign, not some corrupt pedophile, some adulterous man like R.G. Stair, but that Messiah was in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, and he got up with all victory and power. It's not David Roberts or some other man. Messiah, Yahshua, the Yahshak of Yahweh. For that is the sign. There's no other sign. He is the sign. These corrupt, vile, evil men that rape the body of Yahweh, torture the people of Yahweh. It's a sign of what things that Yahweh is doing to the house. Because they have rejected the laws of Yahweh. Because they have resisted the commandments. And I say to you, my friends, every last one of us, you reject the laws. And he's going to send the burning ego into your house as well. The fire is going to come. And you're going to fall over the husband. The husband is going to fall. And the wife is going to fall. And the children are going to fall. And that is the truth. It's either the scriptures are a liar and you are the truth. All the ways of a man, they're pure, clean in his own eyes. But Yahweh, he ponders, he weighs the spirit of a man. He knows what's in a man. There's nothing about a man he doesn't know. And all your ways seem right, just like all my ways seem right. But they must be judged by the law of principle, the laws of Yahweh. And if they do not come in line with the laws of Yahweh, they mean nothing. It's filthy rags. It's a self-righteousness. And that is the truth, so help me, Yahweh. That is. Whether you receive it or not. Now I want to read this before I go back to Romans. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 9. What he saw and prophesied was the apostate of the assembly, the house of Yahweh. He saw that profoundly. Like no other one under that dispensation or time of profound prophecies and utterance out of the mouths of holy men that Yahweh manifested during that time. He says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 9. It says, to you, Yahweh, our Father, is ascribed. I like that rendition better. To you, Yahweh, our Father, is ascribed mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against Him. Have you found yourself rebelling against the Father? And the only thing we can hold fast to are the mercies and the forgiveness of Yahweh. You found yourself rebelling. Listen to this verse 10 now. Neither have we. Now, we are a part of that we. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Father. Now, the way you obey His voice, that is to walk in His laws. When you don't walk in the laws of Yahweh, you don't obey Him. And that is the truth. You can twist that any way you want to. You can try to find some translation to satisfy your flesh. You don't obey His voice. Did He not speak the laws to Moshe? He wrote them in the stone like He has not cast that with any other man. Moshe was a friend of Yahweh. He trusted Him. But He didn't chance Moshe to write that. He wrote that. No more than He has chanced it with the Moloch or anyone to write it in our hearts. He has written them in our hearts, saints. His laws. And that's the truth. He said, you have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh to walk in His commandments, which he set before us by His servant, the prophets, by His servants, the prophets. And all of His servants, the bondmen unto Him, His prophets, they spoke of the laws and the ordinance, the judgments of Yahweh. He says, yea, not some, all Israel have transgressed the law. Even by my help us, Father, by departing. And America has departed from the laws and the principles of Yahweh. That they might not obey. They depart so that they will not have to obey. They keep their pagan sons. It's an abomination. They call on Lord, Lord. That's an abomination. He said, that they may not obey my voice. He said, therefore the curse is poured out upon us. He said, the curse is poured out. The curse is poured out. And the oath that is written now in the law of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, because he has sinned against him. We have sinned against him. He wrote these laws, saints. It has nothing to do with Pastor Roberts. Messiah could not break these laws, because if he did, he would have broke the laws of Yahweh. That's what he came to fulfill them. How? Well, you love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, all your strength. And the other, you love your neighbor as yourself. So he did not break the laws of Yahweh. He did not bring it right as a new law, a new covenant. He did not. I know doctrine has taught us that, because these are the traditions of men. So all Israel have transgressed and they have not obeyed. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us. Because of what is written in the law, we have sinned against Yahweh. He says in verse 12, and he hath confirmed now, Yahweh has confirmed his word, which he speak against us and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. Is not there an evil coming upon this earth? And there shall be the wrath of Yahweh, that the powers of darkness shall be poured out. Why? Because they have forsaken the laws of Yahweh, saints. That's the truth. For under the whole heaven have not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. The sin, the abomination. What has been done more in this nation that sodomite dogs declare they can marry one another? Who would want a pervert like that in their home? I wouldn't let one come in my house. Who wants something like that to touch them? Men. Because they have forsaken Yahweh, they burn in their lust for one another. It's not a natural thing now for a young man to want a woman. His mind is carried away from that today. Men today are effeminate. They want to be effeminate. They have effeminate. The scripture talks about effeminate men. No effeminate man is going into the kingdom. There's a difference between a man and a feminine thing. Men are effeminate. They love to talk. They love to hear the bell spirit. They love to gossip and talk. He said, as it is written in the law of Moshe, all this evil is come upon us. And the evil is coming upon us today, saints. And this is us right here. Yet may we not our prayers or our prayer before Yahweh, our Father. You don't even pray. We believe that this evil is coming upon the earth. There should be a time like no other time before. Same prophecy. And yet you believe that. And we will speak with a lying tongue of hypocrisy. Because the pastors have transgressed. They have lied. They have cheated. And yet there is no prayer before Yahweh. We're sluggish. We're lazy. We don't want to pray. There's no will to pray. There's no desire to pray. There's no burning desire to pray. I said to you, your mothers, you need to fall down and weep for your sons and your daughters. You men of Yahweh, you need to fall down between the altar and the porch of Yahweh. Your husbands better weep for your homes and the house of home out of Yahweh. We love jocularity and folly and foolishness. We love to do those things more than we love to pray. We'd rather play basketball than to pray. You'd rather play volleyball than to pray. You'd rather watch television. Sin and lie. Lust. That's all right. Whether you concur with me, it's all right. Whether you love me, it doesn't mean nothing to me. Period. I love Yahweh. I love Yahweh. Because he first loved me. And he purchased my salvation. He paid the price on Calvary. Then he put his name there. He put his name there. The men marked it. And they're doing it today. They're marking the name of Yahweh. They hate it. They despise it because of something pagan. They rather hold on to the pagan things. And even history teaches them it could never be a Jesus. The name can never be so. And they're so full of their tradition in their lives, they will not receive truth. I don't ever want to be like that, Father. I just said, I don't care if someone teach me how to go from here to Charlotte and someone show me a better way, then I take the better way. You know, we're that way. If we find our way how to get somewhere, we're afraid to take some other way because we may get lost. That's the way we are. I'd rather try another way. If I get lost, what can I do but get back on the right track? That's all you do. And there's one thing about Yahweh, you can never get lost if you hold fast to his principles and his laws. You know the Messiah, he never shunned one of these laws. None of them. He didn't hate his brothers. He didn't hate Yahweh. He loved them. So how can you say you love him when the principles of Yahweh are not applied? When even that third commandment is not important. This world says it doesn't mean anything. The scholars today say, sure, that's his name, but it's too late. We don't need to do that now. Lies. If I head down the highway and I know I'm 50 miles out of the way, I want to stop somewhere and ask someone, how do I get back on the right track? How do I get back to Highway 21? Well, you're not far from it. Just keep straight down the road about 15 miles. So it's better to keep straight than to go back. You go back 50 miles instead of go back 50 miles. You got another 50 miles to get back to the 21 mile mark. Just go to 21 miles. I have traveled and gotten lost. But I knew one thing, I would stop. And then when I would lay out that perfect road map, it would take me right there. And that's what the law is the perfect road map of Yahweh. It brings us right unto his house, his bosom, whereby he is exalted, his name. And when a man begins to exalt him, because he is his name. That's it. His authority is in his name. It is. Not in the identity of a God, but in his name. As is written in the law of Moshe, this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayers before Yahweh our Father. Why? That we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. What truth do we need to understand? David said, your righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, because thy law is the truth. We need to understand that truth. His law is the truth, saints of Yahweh. He's near today. Thou art near, O Yahweh, and all of your laws are the truth. Now, if all of his laws are the truth, then which one is not the truth? The third one? The fourth one? Isn't that amazing? Because these deal with him. And if you don't deal with these two, you can't deal with them till you go worship other gods. You're going to establish some other monument or memorial before you. This is the truth that I'm preaching. I'm not preaching by some creed or some written mandate of man. This is the law and the truth of Yahweh. How do I know? Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. I want to read that, and I want to read this first chapter of Romans. He says in Hebrews chapter 8, Shaul, he writes, verse 10, Hebrews 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant, as Yahweh spoke, that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, after he has purged them, whipped the fire out of us, saith Yahweh. He said, I will put my laws. Is that not what he says? Does it say that, saints? He said he will put his laws. He did not say he will put his emotions or traditions, did he? He said, I will put my laws in to their mind. And write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a father, and they shall be to me a people. That's what Yahweh said I will do. He will do that. And the reason we sense this apostate today, because we have rejected the laws of Yahweh. There were a people that knew him. And because they rejected him, I want to begin reading in the first verse of Romans 1. Listen to the saints. Don't allow the devil to cause you to get sluggish. Listen. Yahweh quickened this house. First of all, Shaul said, Shaul, a servant of Yahshua Messiah. He identifies who he is. He said, call to be an apostle, separated unto the message or the preaching of Almighty Yahweh. Now that's what he was separated, to preach the message of Yahweh. That Messiah has come, the word made flesh, to give us hope. Which he hath promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. How could this be made a promise unto us unless it was already written in the Torah and the Psalms and the prophets? Now that is where it was written. He said, concerning his son Messiah, our king, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. He was made, Scripture said. He was born. He was made according to of the seed of David after the flesh. And he came in flesh. That's what he was. He said, and declared. Now, he said, I am the Son of Yahweh with power. How? According to the spirit of holiness or the Ruach Kodesh. By the resurrection from the dead. Now, that's his strength to declare his sonship. And that's our strength today, that we have the spirit of Yahweh and there's a hope of the resurrection. By whom we have, by whom Messiah, we have received the mercies or the grace and apostleship. Why? For obedience to the faith among all nations in his name. He came in Yahweh's name, the Father's name. You know that there was no name Jesus. And that's why the Yodims today know that you can never draw the name Jesus out of any interpretation or any transliteration of any name from the Hebrew. They know that. And they are not scholared like this foolish nation of America. They're not scholared that way. And they know that you can't do it. And they will not receive those lies because that's what it is. It said, among whom are ye also called of Yahshua Messiah? He said, now to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh. Now who are we beloved of? He says of Yahweh. Called to be saints, mercy to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. And Yahshua Messiah. He said, first I thank my Father through Yahshua for you all. I know the works that were done in the body of Messiah. It was Yahweh's work. So I thank him for that representation of his power. That your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. For Yahweh is my witness. He said, Yahweh is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the message. That's the only way you can serve Yahweh, in the message of his Son. You can't serve him any other way. You must serve him in the message of his Son, the truth that Messiah represented in what he spoke. That without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Make a request if by any means now at length I might have a good prosperous journey by the will of Yahweh to come unto you, my friends. For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, not gifts now, gift, to the end ye may be established. Now that is what Yahweh wants to do, impart that spiritual gift into us today, his name, that to the end we may be established. That is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and within me or us. That we having the same faith, we trust the same laws and the same principles. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes my purpose or my desire was to come unto you, but was hindered until now. I was hindered that I might have some fruit among you also, even among other Gentiles. He said, I am indebted both to the Greek and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the message to you that are in Rome. That he said, as much that Yahweh has imparted it to me, I'm ready to preach unto you now. And my desire is to come unto you, my brothers and sisters. For I am not ashamed of the message of Messiah. Why? For it is the power of who? It is the power of who? It is the power of who? The message of Messiah is the power of who? It's not the power of Messiah. It's the power of Yahweh. You see how ignorant we are. We read this. And tradition will blind the eyes of this world today. They will read that and they will shun it. They will say, well, not so. You're a fool. He said, it is a message, it is the power of Yahweh. Unto salvation, it is Yahweh's power, unto salvation to everyone that believeth, everyone that trusts this message. To the Yahdiah, or the Yahudas, first, and also to every Gentile or every Greek. For therein, now, in that message, is the righteousness of who? Yahweh. That's right. Yahweh revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live
by faith. And that is written in scriptures in Habakkuk 2 and 4. But the just shall live by faith. Verse 18. Listen, saints. He says this, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven upon all unholiness and unrighteous men. What do they do? Well, you suppress or you hold the truth in unrighteousness. You suppress his name, you are unrighteous. This world has suppressed his name and his laws. They are unrighteous. For he has a righteous name. And his name is associated with his righteousness. Because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifested in them. For Yahweh has showed it unto them. They know what should be said. The scholars know today that that's his name. And yet they suppress the truth. They will tell you that the Shabbat is not the first day of the week. And yet they suppress the truth. They hold it in unrighteousness to maintain their status quo and to maintain their riches' sake. That's wickedness. I don't want no man to lead me that way. I don't care. Tell me the truth. If it calls me to die in the truth, there's hope in the truth. Tell me the truth. He said, for the invisible things of him, since the creation, and the things that you don't even see from the creation. Did you see the first Adam? Did you see the first Eve? You see the first garden? I'm not looking for those natural things. I'm looking for the eternal things. I'm not searching for Sodom and Gomorrah because I see Sodom and Gomorrah here in America. The creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. I know he made them all. I know that that chair that you're sitting in of this podium that I have here, it is made by the wood of Yahweh. No man started or germinated that seed. Even his eternal power and his holiness, so that they are without excuse. He said, they know. You're without any kind of excuse. You know that. And yet you hold it. You suppress it. Because you're shame. Because you're ignorance. I won't suppress Yahweh's truth. Because that when they knew Yahweh, and I showed you those that knew him, they would not honor him as Yahweh, as their father. Neither were they thankful. They're not thankful that he has revealed his truth. I am grateful. I preached many years not understanding this. It's one thing that I've never done. When I hear men say things, I don't reject it. My understanding may not be fruitful. I don't reject those things. I try it by the Spirit. And I make sure it's not because of my own teachings or my principles that I've learned that it will reject that. And that's why we reject most things, because of what we've been taught, because it doesn't coincide with what we believe. They were not thankful, but became vain. They used and took the name of Yahweh in vain. They became vain in their imagination. Their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They say, well, I know, I have the hermeneutics and the hermeneutics. I study scripture. I have Hebrew and Greek. They became fools because they said no to Yahweh. He said, that is my name. You worship me in my name. They say no. He said, they became fools. And they changed the honor of this uncorruptible Father into the image made like a corruptible man. That's what Israel did. And that's what man is doing today. They're changing the image of Yahweh. They're making them corrupt like their sons, their daughters, their wicked wives, their wicked husbands, to appease a fraction or a portion of flesh. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. He said, that's what they did. When they did this, why? This is what has happened. These are the apostasies of the White House today. First of all, they will not glorify, they will not honor Yahweh. They are not thankful today. They're vain in their imagination. They're foolish hearts. Their hearts are darkened. They think that they're wise and they're ignorant. And then they have changed the honor of Yahweh into a corruptible thing. They tell you, just pray for what you want. You can have whatever you want. And everything is predicated upon a house or a car or some money in the bank. Nothing based upon a man's soul. Their souls are empty. And this is the apostate today, saints. They change his image into a corruptible thing like corruptible man and creeping thing. And verse 24, and this is what he has done. Wherefore Yahweh, who gave them up? It says in the King James translation, it says God there. The name Yahweh should be there. Do you hear that? So it was not some man. Wherefore Yahweh gave them up.
to uncleanliness. That's what he has done. And folks that turn their hearts away from the truth of his name, his truth, they go back to uncleanliness and the lust of their own heart. And they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They have no shame today, none whatsoever. That's why you have these sodomites, the vile, evil creatures of hell. They change the truth now. You say, man cannot do that, but they have changed the truth of Yahweh for a lie. They rather have a lie than the truth. They will exchange the truth for a lie. They say, give me the pagan lies and the pagan name Jesus. I exchange that for the name Yahshua. They exchange the truth of Yahweh for a lie, and they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Hallelujah. They obey the natural sensual things, sensual things of the mind, instead of obeying the laws of Yahweh that are spiritual. For we know that the law is spirit, spiritual. So that's what they've done today. The other way, Yahweh said for this cause. For this cause. It says in King James translation, God. For this cause, Yahweh. You think he's not doing it today? For Yahweh gave them up to vile affection. They will preach that today now. Men preach that these that are adamantly against the homosexual and their regime to rule, their desire to establish their regime, they will say this now. They believe that Yahweh gave them over, but they will say, because they rejected Yahweh, he gave them up to vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And that's what this nation has done. What Yahweh has ordained for a man to have a wife. And for him to join her in his youth. He did not ordain for a man to have a woman before marriage, or a woman to have a man before marriage. He did not ordain to there to be interplay and things like that before they are married or espouse one to another. And that's what has happened today. That is what has happened today. Every kind of whoredom, every kind of sin, every kind of vile thing, every kind of lustful thing burns in the hearts of many today. Why? Because they have forgotten the laws of Yahweh. He said, and likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their own lust one toward the other. Well, Pastor Roberts, those things are not pertinent or relevant now. You shouldn't use those expressions. Then the book that you have in your hand, it is just full of lies. He said, they change their use. Men with men working that which is wicked, unrighteous, unseemly. He said, not even be talked about. And receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was met, he condemned them into hell. He's going to destroy them into hell. Now that's not a natural use of a man to set his mind all day flying in front of a television or woman to watch lies. I'll never forget many years ago, some 25 years ago, when I met a man by the name of Evangelist Hartsfield. He said the only thing that's on television is lies. Lies. He said that's all they do. Every movie star is a liar. Every actor, they're liars. And they are the tools of hell. And Satan used them to establish a lie in your heart. That's what he does. And even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate man to do those things which are not convenient, not proper. So when you're doing things that are not proper, Yahweh's giving you to a reprobate mind. The King James used the expression God, the title God. Look now, this is what they're filled with, being filled with all unrighteousness. Man, look at these spirits. There's about 20 of them in all. Fornication, wickedness, they're greedy, they're covetous dogs, they're malicious. There's a wickedness and a corruption in them that is beyond comprehension. They're full of envy. They're jealous and envious of everyone. They're murderous. They hate brothers and sisters. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in that man. Any woman love the world, then the love of Yahweh is not in them. They're murderers. They hate brothers and sisters without causes. He says they debate, deceit, malignant. They're whispers. They love to talk and lie. They are backbiters. They are haters of. It says there in the King James, if you have one, what does it say? Haters of what? It says haters of God. They hate Yahweh. And when you hate Yahweh, you hate his name. His name is not a glory, honorable thing or sweet, savoring thing in our hearts and our lips. Why? Because you hate him. That's what scripture says. They're despiteful. They're full of pride. I won't change. I will, Yahweh. Show me my sins. They're proud. They're boasters. They're inventors of evil things. And they're disobedient unto those that have the authority to administer unto them the truth. Joel says, I will come unto you and impart the gift into you. And so men today that want the gift of Yahweh, impart it unto them. He said, they're without understanding. They're just flat out ignorant. They're covenant breakers. They say they love you and they're full of lies. They have no love. They will not stand with you. They're without natural affection. You can sense there's no natural affection. And they don't have a love. They have no feelings. They have no remorseness. They have none of those things. That's the truth. When you don't retain Yahweh in your knowledge, you forget him, then this is the apostasy that shall overtake you. He said they are implacable, they are hard, and they are unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, you hold this truth in unrighteousness. Who knowing the judgment of God, who know the judgment, who knowing, and not know of, who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Now you know someone that doing those things, that you take pleasure in those that do those things. You take pleasure in your wicked granddaddy, your mama, your aunt, your aunt, or your son, or your daughter, and you know that they walk in this room. You take pleasure in them. You are on your way to hell. I don't care if it's your uncle. I don't care if it's your cousins. I don't care if it's your sons or your daughter. You take pleasure in the children of hell. You're wicked. You don't know your way. And all the house can revolt against me. It doesn't make any difference. Starting with Sister Robert. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. It says, but knowing the judgment of Yahweh, they which commit such things are worthy of death. He says, not only now do the same, not only those that do that, but have pleasure in them that do them. You have a pleasure in them that do those things. You have pleasure in them that do them, that do them. You take pleasure in them. They're wicked. They're corrupt. They despise Yahweh. They're haters of Yahweh. You take pleasure. I won't do it. May Yahweh be my witness. That's what you all said, that Yahweh is my witness. And so he is my witness too. Whether I stand for him, whether I stand for lies. We can't take pleasure in those things. We can't take pleasure in them that do those kinds of things. We can't. That's why we need to come out from among them and be ye separate, that we can truly serve our Father with one consensuous voice, that I love you Yahweh. I love Yahweh. And you do not despise his name. For he will not hold them guiltless that despise his name. And America is cursed, for she despises his name. She has every kind of God but the name of Yahweh. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Baptist, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, Lutheran Baptist. Baptists are the congregation. Baptist this, Methodist that, Methodist, Pentecostal first. Pentecostals are the firstborn, all kinds. And yet they don't know the Creator. They serve the creature. Why? Because they serve man-made traditions and man-made laws over the laws of Yahweh. My prayer for this house and you, that you serve him with one consent, that your hearts will be faithful unto them, unto him. And your prayer for me is that he hold the standard of Yahweh steadfastly and will not capitulate for no man or no fellowship at all. That's my desire above all things. For I must be judged by these words. And so I preach them. I want to preach them with ferociousness, with a vigor, because I know that he is going to judge that way. I'm not going to deceive myself and think that Yahweh is mocked. Be not deceived, he said, Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So Yahweh is not mocked. You're not going to call him a mocking thing. And I want that above all things, to stand, as you all did, for the principles of Yahweh. And this is what governs my heart, the laws. For they're written, he has put them in my mind, that I'm mindful of them. And that he has written them in my heart, because the issues of life, they flow from the heart. every issue. May Yahweh bless you. May give you strength and peace in your hearts today. May fill you with richness, that your heart may delight in His truth, and that you may have a love for Him that super exceed or excel beyond your understanding or your knowledge of His truth. You simply receive it and believe it. May Yahweh bless you all. Encourage saints, I am. Bless you all. We have a live stream going out, and there are others that can hear us on the internet, and we bless them as well. Those that are able to listen to the broadcast. We can see that there are quite a few people that are discovering it, and they're being blessed by it. Listening to the messages, that's one thing for sure. So I bless you all for that. So we bless all of them that are listening on the internet, and even those that will hear this on the broadcast during the week of this week. We thank Yahweh for that. There's a young man that has always written me by the name of Brother Dean from day one, really. He was in his little offerings, $2, $3, $5, whatever he had. He's a sickly young man, and he's not doing well. He's sick. He has psoriasis of the liver. And so he wrote me the other day and told me he was very sick, and I know he was sick. And my heart just went out so much to the young man. I know he's young. He always calls me his pastor and his friend, his older brother. And I call him my young friend. I love you, young friend. And so my heart was smitten when I wrote him. I told him to call me. Just call me. If you're listening, Brother D, just call me. And I made mention over the broadcast of the day to him. But he says he's quite sick. And I could tell because he only wrote about 4 or 5 sentences. And he sent a little offering. A great offering. Father, forgive me. For he gave of what he had. But he always sends me an offering. He always writes. He writes. If no one else writes me, Brother Dean writes me. If I receive a letter from no one, Brother Dean, he has always written me all of these. Ever since I've been on WWRP, he has always written me. He has always. And I could just sense in his letter that, you know, he's kind of fading in strength, but you're always able to raise him up and to heal him. But this is one thing he said. He said, you know, I'm sick, Pastor Robert, but this is one thing I do have. I have confidence that he is able. And that's all that matters. I said, Brother Dean, I want to have that. That's all that matters. That he has confidence. And he said, I'm all right. I am all right. So I've been praying for him. I pray that Yahweh, my prayer that Yahweh heal him. I believe that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. When a man sincerely prays, when he acknowledges the Father. And I believe, and I know Yahweh can heal the young man. I believe that. That is our bread today, saints. Our healings. Our healing will come from the Father. Us walking obedient unto Him. Obeying His laws and His principles. And doing everything to please Him. May Yahweh put His laws in your mind. Write them in your heart. And above all things, you obey Him. I'm not preaching for money. You all know that. I'm not preaching for any fame or any honor. You know that. I'm preaching that we may, as Yahweh, He has chosen by this foolish mythology to save those that believe Him by the preaching. And you cannot preach Messiah without the law. You cannot preach Yahweh without the law, for He wrote it. He didn't give Moses a chance to write that. He wrote it. And He gave it to Moses. He did that one. That's why He has written the same law Yahweh had in the hearts of His people. And those that are here, they're sealed with His name in their hearts and their foreheads. May Yahweh bless you. May give you peace. I pray give you rest today as we have a little something to eat and have great rest. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. I hope to have a nice little singing because I listened to some of the songs that they have wrote. And they're very beautiful songs. The saints, the brothers, wrote some pretty songs. Yahweh blessed them to write some beautiful songs. I like them. And one day Yahweh will, so we just gather and have a little fellowship. We have some singing and just worship Yahweh, just sing. I know that I preach all the time now, because it's going to take that. We need to have the ear to hear today, saints. We really do. You know, there are things that I intend to preach. Now, I didn't intend to go this way this morning, and that's the truth. But as I walked with Alan, this morning, we walked up to the gate, I remembered a scripture, and I went back to the house.
And I looked the scripture up. When I did that, then that's how the word of faith came about today. Really, that's how it came about, saints. I had another direction, but his direction is always right. As long as it's based upon him and who he is, we acknowledge him, it's right. So may he bless you, give you strength. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people. Take them safely home. Keep us all safely here. Preserved under your watchful care. We ask all things in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.